Well, you know what? Since you've got the audition coming up, I say you do the intro.
It's terrible. Hi, welcome to... Are we recording?
Yes. You already fucked up. Take two. Take two. Charlie, go.
I also really want to eat popcorn.
Because I have a personal space heater at the grocery store. Check out. Wearing short sleeves in the dead of winter seems crazy, no doubt. Snow is blowing all over the place, but I'm okay with the weather.
All right, welcome back to
STFU,
show where we talk news stories, eat shit. We literally eat shit. Well, I ate a big pile of shit in that hamburger in a can last week. So.
That's disgusting.
And keep it.
Strictly platonic.
I'm your host with the most...
Stories. Salmon. Madam?
Salmon.
Salmons, that's true.
Yeah.
You do have a lot of salmon. But it's not good that you tell me what to say.
We're a team, man.
Okay.
I'm...
Salmon.
I'm Mr. Salmon, along with his friend.
A Charlie.
Hello, Charlie. So, you...
I.
Have a big...
Diarrhea?
Cha-cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha.
I have a big diarrhea. I'll be right back. Speaking of diarrhea, you ever shin somebody's house?
Speaking of diarrhea, did you have diarrhea after that hamburger?
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 You don't hamburger, no hamburger?
I want to be a voice actor, ladies and gentlemen. I can't even say hamburger.
Would you like a hamburger?
Would you like a hamburger?
Hamburger? Show title. I was absolutely fine. No joke. Polygraph me if you want.
You're fine?
No issues.
No hamburger?
No
diarrhea?
Problem. No, no. Would you like a big diarrhea?
Would you like a big diarrhea?
I was fine.
Really?
Yes. So.
Did you like dream about it? No, you were burping halfway through the episode.
I was
like,
burping
you were really,
the burger, yeah.
You were really burping the burger.
It was like, MSG. It was kind of nasty.
Soy sauce. Wow, okay. But no, did I shit in anybody's house ever? Of course. Like, I think so.
Like really like stinky shit?
Oh, like, oh, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever...
My boyfriend's house.
I would think so. I mean,
that's
to me,
embarrassing.
To me,
in my
you know,
opinion.
To me, you know, you're going steady when you drop a deuce. That's when you know it's serious.
Well, when I do, when I work and do boudoir shoots in my own studio, my photography studio, when my client is getting ready, she's getting like her makeup and hair done by somebody, and I don't know why, but I always have to shit. And there's a bathroom. There's a bathroom in the studio, but I always go outside the studio.
That is amazing.
There's other bathrooms. There's like public bathrooms in the hallways, and I go there instead of being in my own studio I pay for.
There's kind of, speaking of shit, we're going back to shit again.
Always.
Every episode. Just talking shit, talking about shit. There's this thing. I don't know. It's not a female thing, I don't think. But the whole thing about just shitting in front of your client or just having that like
vulnerability
linger, that smell kind of linger.
That linger smell.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine like, especially with the client, right? You're, you know, you drop a deuce, you leave the door open and they're like getting shots and it just smells like fucking.
Yeah, but you know what you do,
what do you do?
To avoid that? What? I have tricks.
You mean like the courtesy flush and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah. And I have a like big thighs, so... My seat covers everything. So you just keep your legs closed and you drop it.
Do not let the gas.
And then you make sure that you flush before you get up.
Hmm.
And it usually won't smell.
Do not let the gas evaporate.
Don't let the gas evaporate.
They have pills.
Pills?
Pills.
You said it weird.
I said, no, you heard it weird. I said, well, we'll play it back.
Pills.
They have pills. Pills.
They have pills.
I said pills?
I'm pretty sure you said pills.
We'll check the tape.
Stop eating this. Go take this away.
We'll check the tape. They have pills. So
that was popcorn, guys.
They have pills that you can like you plop it in the toilet and it like
fizzes
holds
up?
The smell in the
pills. Just, no, they have the poo spray there. What's it
called?
It's
not a spray. It's a pill.
But they also have the spray.
But yeah, it's a fucking Febreze or whatever. I mean,
no, it's like
it's an odor neutralizer.
Yeah. No, that's not it. It creates apparent, well, I don't know, the commercial says that you spray it and it creates like a film over the water and the smell doesn't pass through.
But that's the same, it's like a tablet.
What's it called?
It's the poo spray or whatever.
No, what's the real word?
I don't know.
People are screaming it right now while they're listening to this. The poo, there's a word. Tabarnak.
The cover? Film?
You know what this is.
I know what it is. I don't know the name of it.
The poo spray. Poo spray recipes. Poo-pourri. No, that's not the one.
But they have one that's a tablet. It was this commercial with this...
It is Poo-Pourri. No, I don't know.
Okay, whatever. Stop talking There's to me. Commercial with two, like, British women.
Yeah.
And they're sitting by each other, whatever, in the stall. And they're, like, dropping... They're farting in that
yes,
and shitting.
Yes, that one.
Yeah, but that's a pill. I thought that was a pill.
No, it's a spray.
Like a little tablet thing.
How can a tablet...
There's tablets that purify water. There's tablets that purify shit smell. I'm telling
Instantly?
You, there's a tablet. Yeah, it's like...
No. You're
no, it creates
wrong.
A film in the water.
You're wrong.
It does the same... No, hold on. It does the same thing the spray does.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong. Look it up, asshole.
Poo tablet. For weight loss? No.
What?
Frozen poo pills made from donated feces?
Yeah, that apparently that helps your gut bacteria. Eat people's shit.
You fucking hipsters. Wait.
Anybody wants to eat my shit, I'll sell it.
Human trials will test freeze-dried poop pills as a weight loss treatment.
Just fucking diet and exercise.
Fecal transplant
pills. Why you gotta eat people's shit to lose weight?
Poop in a pill. Why this miracle cure is becoming easier to swallow. No, there's nothing for...
Pun intended. Okay, well...
Smell. I'm gonna put smell, okay? Yeah. Smell. Poop smell tablets. Pills that will make your farts smell like roses. See, it's a pill that you take. You're wrong. It's a spray. Fuck, can you listen to me for one goddamn time?
Okay. Motherfucker. You never listen to anything I say, bitch.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Odor neutralizing tablet for bathroom.
For bathroom? Is that it?
Yes. There you go. Bathroom
scented.
Why
didn't
Amazon.
I find it?
Pure drop toilet odor eliminator. Ha. Walmart, bitch.
Of course Walmart has it.
Damn, I hate being right. Fuck.
Show it. You could be just
look,
talking.
Look, pure drop. Boom. It's pure drop. There you go. Yeah,
wait, give it to me.
No, give it
to me. Oh, it changed. Look at it.
It's good. It's fine.
It changed. Can I have it?
No, I don't want it.
What a pussy.
Okay, here it is.
Okay, thank you.
It's we're both wrong. It's like a little bottle, but it's not a spray. It's a little bottle.
Oh, it's a dropper.
It's a dropper, yeah.
Okay, we're both wrong.
We're both wrong.
Well, I said it was...
I'm closer, though.
I'm closer.
No, because the tablet can do the same thing.
No!
Yeah.
I said it's a
it'll
spray.
It'll dissolve. No, this is more...
A spray, it's
this
liquid.
This is more of a tablet than a spray.
No, it's not!
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God!
No, I
no,
think you're right on this.
The only difference is that the top of the bottle is
closer.
Different.
No, my thing's
God.
Closer.
It's listeners.
It's not a spray.
Listeners.
No.
You're a piece of shit.
Wow.
The only difference...
That's so aggressive.
The only Jeez. Difference is that the top of the bottle is different. The liquid inside is the same. I'm closest.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit.
You're a piece of shit. Wow. Okay. I gotta recover from that one.
You better.
While we do that...
Well, you better?
You better recover, bitch. You're fucking... Oh, you're a masochist.
Do we have a sponsor?
We do.
What's up?
Our sponsor this week, Charlie.
Hey, isn't it my fault? My fault?
Yeah, it is your fault. This episode is an absolute clusterfuck. And it's because of you. It's your
my
fault.
Turn. My
it
turn.
It is your fault.
My
your
turn.
Your subconscious is turning against you.
It's my turn.
What? Who's okay. the sponsor this week, Charlie?
The sponsor this week...
Myfault.com.
is Faxalicious.
Faxalicious.
Good luck. Bye.
Charlie?
Yeah.
Have you ever sent the fax but got hungry at the same time?
I did.
Faxalicious.
Wow.
Pizza scented. Fax edible. Fax paper. Faxalicious comes in 8 different flavors. One's pizza. Cheeseburger.
Wow.
Cheeseburger.
Pizza paper?
Cheeseburger paper? Cheeseburger paper.
Wow.
There's even a vegetarian option. Tofu paper.
Wow.
Yes.
Wouldn't the pizza paper and hamburger paper still be vegetarian? It's made out of trees.
Let me tell you, there might be some traces of meat, so we're worried.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We're concerned. We want to make sure the vegetarians get what they asked for.
Mm.
So, Faxalicious. Let me give you a scenario, Charlie. It's Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
I skipped lunch because my boss was a dick, so I had to work past my lunch hour.
Happens all the time.
And I had to send this fax to the bank, and I had to make sure I got it before 3 o'clock.
Right.
Faxalicious, once the heat activates, it actually turns your paper into an edible pizza. I mean,
that's amazing.
It still looks like paper, but it smells and it
tastes like
pizza.
Wow.
So not only are you getting your cravings fulfilled, but you are helping the environment by eating the paper, no waste.
Wow, that's fantastic. I need this product.
Everybody needs this product. Faxalicious, brand new on the market. We've got a Kickstarter going, like every other product.
We have a Kickstarter?
We have a Kickstarter. Yeah, I'm a co-owner. Yeah, I don't know if you knew about that. Faxalicious. Check it out, 25% off. If you mention the promo code...
STFU.
It's Faxalicious.
.org, this one too.
They're all nonprofits.
They're all nonprofits.
They want to save the environment.
Jesus.
Every fax you send, an African. They can...
Cut that out, Charlie.
Every. What's wrong with you?
I wanted to pretend that there was some third person here, and I said Charlie. I'm tired. Apparently.
Cut it out.
Oh, it must be my back problems that are, like, killing me right now.
So what's going on with your back? I heard your back's got a problem.
You heard?
Yeah, I just heard. Yeah.
I might have told you before the episode.
Break the fourth wall.
Yes, I'm having back issues like a fucking old person.
Gladys, give me the preparation H and the magic. I'm Bill Cosby for some reason. And the pudding pops.
Oh, no, Johnny. Your preparation ace is not for your back. It's for your asshole.
Oh, my ass hurts too, though, at the same time. Give me that, too, and give me one of those magic ball bag things.
Magic bag. Magic. I need one. Magic I slept bag. With a magic bag last night. Like so an old person.
You're old.
Like a fucking old person.
Take your Robaxa set?
No. You know what I do now, actually? Maybe I told the show.
Maybe you told the episode, yeah.
Maybe I told the episode.
Maybe you told it.
Funny enough,
yeah.
Like a hipster,
yeah.
Peppermint essential oil... On your headaches, like your temples.
On your headache?
On your headache, your temple, or on your back, wherever it hurts, works. Miracles.
Nice.
It actually works. It relieves your pain.
It's not placebo or whatever?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well,
but it heats up. Yeah. It's like those Robaxacin creams there.
What you said. That's amazing.
But yeah, I slept with a magic bag. And
you felt good?
It's really hurting right now.
It hurt.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
What the fuck did you drink or eat today? Besides fish.
Grilled cheese.
That's
which
gotta
was fantastic.
Be it.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me right now. Okay, yeah, so that's it.
But you're saying your back still hurts, right?
It still hurts, yeah.
So what'd you do today to possibly
I might not have gone rock climbing.
Just you know what? Just off the cuff, just thinking here. You know what? I got a fucked up back.
Gee, I wonder what you're gonna say.
I got a fucked up back. You know what I should do? You know what I should do? It sounds like a good idea. Let's go fucking rock climbing. Let's go do a fucking bunch of cartwheels.
No, but honestly, when you rock climb, it's hard on your legs, but not on your back. It's not like, even if it was
it's
hard
like
on your arm.
You're contorting or moving the back or like straining the back muscle at all. It's not even feasible that is a fucking possibility, right?
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
I'm a genius. I'm a genius. It didn't hurt during. It hurts now, like a lot.
Yeah, I get that a lot. After the fact,
hurts.
Usually it does. That's what happens when you're in the heat of the moment. You're doing your exercise. You've got adrenaline. When that goes down, oh shit! Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have climbed the fucking giant rock.
There was a cute guy there. My head was somewhere else.
So. Ah, your head was something else somewhere else.
What?
My vagina was over there.
My vagina was over there by
my
his mouth.
My vagina was... Whoa. You sure you were rock climbing or cock climbing?
Oh, I was like, where's he going? Cock climbing, I like that.
Cock climbing, episode title, show title.
Hardly have to climb one of those things, but anyway. What?
I don't know. You know, you get your rock climbing gloves. Or
I'm still watching Ally McBeal. And one of those lawyers or whatever has a diving board over her bed.
For the cock? The jump on the cock?
And what she does is she goes on the diving board. And the bed is like high. And she does a flip and then lands on the guy.
What if you miss?
Yeah, you break a cock.
Or she's got to be fucking like... Really?
She was an Olympic.
No, but I mean, she's got to be like, she's got to be pretty, you know.
Accurate? I think that's part of the, what?
Yeah, pretty wide.
Wide.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. She can't be that tight. Yeah, loose.
Loose.
You know what I'm saying? Stretchy?
Well.
Because if you're like really tight, you have like a small margin of error. Like,
Even if you're not, there's still a small margin. How big do you think she is?
Well, that's what I'm saying. If she's doing Olympic dives, she must be fucking like at least 12 inches.
Yeah, wide. No, that would, I wouldn't trust it if I was
flopping
a guy.
Flopping around, fucking just dragging.
Did you ever hurt your penis?
Did I ever hurt my penis? Doing that, no.
Doing what?
Remember when you kicked me in the balls once, that hurt.
No, like, did you ever like break your penis?
No.
Like during sex?
No.
I hurt a guy once.
Yeah.
Accidentally. Huh. Well, he hurt himself.
But did you break, like, the bone? Or was it just like, ugh, fuck?
I don't remember.
Did you have to go to the emergency room?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So it was just
But it hurt for, like, a couple of days.
Yeah, a dick sprain.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember, really, but I remember that
he freaked
out.
Never had an injury. No, I've been good. No injuries.
Okay.
No, well,
good for you.
I haven't gone with any Olympic divers, but I'd be like, you know what? I'm open-minded,
but... you know? Why would you have that? But anyways, it's a show. We get it.
Yeah.
What's up with you, other than my back problems?
Well, I don't care about your back
problems.
Fuck you. I'm getting annoyed at grocery store lines.
Why?
Because every time... Oh, this is going to go into a pet peeve. Lately... Maybe it's my negative energy that the universe is whatever the fuck.
Stop. I'm loving the universe these days. Tell me more. Tell me more.
Fucking universe.
But does he have a car? Tell me more. Tell me more.
Oh, got it. Greece. What is it? Tell me more. Does he have a big cock? Tell me. What is it? What's the dirty version?
I don't know.
Does he suck on my cock? Whatever.
Does he suck on my cock?
I don't know.
I can't believe we did that. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, so grocery store lines, negative universe. Can we talk about this negative universe shit first?
Sure.
Every time you come to my house, something breaks.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah, remember the fucking pipes are going crazy last time? What was the other thing?
I don't know.
It was something else you fucked up.
I fucked up?
Yeah, you broke something else. Or something else. No, there was ants in my house.
Yeah, there was ants in your house. But you know what? I do believe that twice a year... something's up with my energy because
okay.
I'm telling you, and this is true, guys, twice a year. Okay. I'm going to say once a year because it's more once a year. Let's not lie and exaggerate because I tend to do that. But once a year, everything, pretty much everything I own, electronic, breaks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And it's always like when I'm super stressed.
Fuck, you're like the carry of fucking
I'm telling you, man, shit. I'm like really obsessed. And then one thing breaks and I'm like, get even more upset because I'm like, fucking shit, I'm so upset and this happens now. And then something else, like my TV breaks and then my laptop breaks.
Are you like
and then my phone breaks.
Are you like smashing them? Because usually that's what happens.
No, I don't touch them. They just all fail at the same time. So I think I'm a witch, guys. We're coming back to that.
I think it's something with the electromagnetic fucking...
I'm telling you, something's happening.
It's shit. Like,
and I'm not going to say anything because then maybe it's going to happen. Don't listen to me, universe. But yeah.
Lizard people.
Actually, speaking of that, wait, what? I don't believe. My ex, Ponytail.
Okay.
My ex, Ponytail.
Your ex, Ponytail? Who's your current ponytail?
My ex ponytail. He every time he would walk at night under a light.
Yeah.
Like there's a few, like some days.
Right.
Not every day, but some days he would walk under street lights and they would turn off every time he was under it.
That's just because the time when he walks by.
No. I'm not talking about one. I'm talking about all of them.
Yeah.
And then like he would like wait. It wasn't like off. And he just happened to be under it.
Right.
He'd just be like, look, check this out.
She's walking.
I'm walking. Off. And I'd be like, that's just a coincidence.
Of course.
He's like, pick a light. And I'm like, that one. And he's like, goes next to it, off. And I'm like, are you fucking joking? And then I would be like, okay, well, it's just like movement, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I go under it and it would stay on. It's like he had something weird, but it's not every day. But when it did happen, it would be all the lights.
You know what it is? Some guy from the city's following him.
Yeah.
He's like, watch
this. And he's like, watch this.
Guy's convinced he's like special.
Do you think that somebody's like game enough to go that far?
Yes.
To do things like that?
Because I would do that.
You would?
I would totally. I would do that.
I don't have the energy.
Yeah. I have no life. So
Well, let's go back. You said,
grocery store line.
No, you said, let's talk about the universe first.
Oh, yeah. Because they're fucking me over.
Okay, why?
Because every time I go to a grocery store... there's a problem with the guy just in front of me.
Oh, like the
cash.
And
it's stupid shit. It's it's a price check on fucking this kind of pizza. And the guy who does the bag, he's like, I'm a dumb pizza dad. Let me take the price of the pizza. No, 5 minutes later, comes back. He gets the wrong pizza. Goes back again. Five more minutes pass.
No, this is
comes
so wrong.
Back again. Wrong fucking. No, she wants like the two for the special. Let me get the one for the special. Goes back.
That's so bad.
He comes back 15 minutes later.
By the way, they're not mentally challenged, okay?
I didn't say he was mentally challenged. I said the guy's an idiot. I didn't say the guy's retarded. The guy's a he's a slow idiot.
He's just
the people, not generalizing the baggers there, but just a lot of them probably dropped out of school. Just like,
that happens to me all the time too, though.
I'm not done.
So
then that happened. And it's always when I put all my groceries on the fucking conveyor belt. So what do? Am I gonna unload everything from the conveyor belt and move? That point, guy comes back and I'm fucked.
Yeah.
I'm fucked. Second time. Same fucking thing. Then it's a guy with a fucking hot sauce. He's got his two hot sauces. No, but I thought it was $3 for the two hot sauces. She's like, what? And then she's like, no, it's $3.99. No, it's $3. It's $3. And like, yeah, guy's got to do his price check. Goes back for the fucking price check. Comes back. No, but it's two different ones. So you have to get the same hot sauce. And at this point, I'm like, it's 50 cents. I'll just give you the 50
cents.
Yeah,
for sure.
I just, here's some 50 people, cents. Yeah. Fuck it. But this guy's like, then at the end, he's like, no, I don't want it. I'm like, you piece of old shit. Fuck you. And then I'm going all over the place here. But I was there the second time to get chicken because I'm going to my friend's house, right?
Okay.
I'm taking care of the meal. They took care of the meal last time. I'm taking care of it this time. I buy chicken. I buy macaroni salad. I spend 30 minutes waiting for this fucking chicken because of the hot sauce guy. I come back. I prepare everything, right? I leave in the car, drive off, leave it on the kitchen counter.
What? You leave what on the kitchen
everything.
Counter?
Everything. The chicken, the coleslaw.
Which kitchen counter?
Mine.
Oh, pfft.
You dummy. I spend all that fucking time fucking waiting for Hot Sauce King, buying all this chicken, leaving, and it's all spoiled when I get back.
Oh, no.
I'm like, just you fucking idiot. In this case, I got mad at the guy. But I don't usually get mad at other people. I get so mad at myself when I do stupid shit. I'll cuss myself out. You're a fucking idiot. What the fuck, you idiot? Fuck the fuck, chicken.
That's terrible. Don't do that to yourself.
Yeah, I know. I gotta stop doing that.
There's somebody else that we know that does that too.
Who? Carpe?
Is it Carp?
No, I don't think so.
No, Carp's not.
No, Carp yells at me.
Yeah, no, he yells at everybody else, but not himself. Mm. No, there's somebody who's like, you fucking idiot.
Oh, I hate
it. And talks to himself about it.
I get so mad when I do something stupid. I hate it. And it's why you're thinking about
that. Why did I think about it? Okay, anyway.
Why you're thinking about that? Yeah, fucking, okay. There should be a second or a special checkout line because old people have their own bank line, right? The old seniors fucking, yeah, at 65 and up, they have their own special line.
Oh, excuse you.
Yeah. Well, good. Get the fucking old people out of my fucking way. They gotta have an old person or a fucking, your eight kids and you want your 80 coupons. Like, you're gonna be difficult line. You go there. Because
people, but if nobody's gonna want to admit it and go to that
people,
line.
Fuck them, man. They like if they are an offender once, they get a stamp, and then you're a fucking douche, and now
they
you
get branded.
Yes, they get branded as fucking difficult, and that's why they have to go in the branded line. The old people with their pennies, and the fucking people with the eight kids, and the fucking hot sauce jackass. Go in your own fucking line.
No way, man.
The people who know their shit breeze through the other fucking line.
That's terrible.
This is transitioning.
What happens though, okay? Let's say you go to a grocery store.
Sure.
And then, God forbid, for the first time in your life,
yep,
you go and you're like, oh, I didn't get the right one. Do you mind if I go get the right one?
No.
And they're like, no, branded. Boom. Okay. And you get branded.
First of all, I would never do that because I would either A, just buy it anyways, or B, like leave it. Say, I don't want this, bring it back. I will not go, oh, you mind a minute? You go around the fucking store.
I would.
No, you're an asshole. You have no, especially with five people fucking.
No,
because you're an asshole.
No, but I do it, but I say, like, pass the next person. Don't worry about it. I'll just wait afterwards.
No.
They'll put the transaction.
It's too complicated.
You're too complicated.
No, then they need the key, and then people are waiting for the key thing, and this and that, and passing this, and you're blocking the fucking counter with this thing. So only one person said two can get fucking groceries. No. You buy it or you discard it and leave. You exit the store immediately.
I'm the one that has anxiety and I'm like, and chicken lines, I'm like, oh, whatever. Chicken lines?
Chicken lines.
Chicken lines.
Because you're in the chicken line. Everybody else is in the chicken line.
No, I couldn't care less, honestly.
I care about other people. Some people don't. So anyway, so let's transition into something else.
Okay.
Because talking about branding, right? So yeah. you hear about people and certain companies are chipping their employees?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I think it's cool.
That's stupid.
Here's the whole chipping thing, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. For employees, I think that's a little fucking...
But what is it for?
It's to make sure they're not fucking around or whatever.
No, isn't it to like pay for stuff?
They say that, but it's to keep track of them.
No, you don't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
Is it a chipping company? This bothers old school.
Yes, because I have to edit it.
Is it a chipping company?
No.
Oh, then I don't get it. Because if it was a chipping company, we'd be like, listen, who's volunteering? We're trying this out, blah, blah. I'd be like, okay, maybe. But if it's not a chipping company, that's sketch.
Doritos.
Doritos?
No, no. Chip company. No, okay. I don't know why they're doing it. I think it's more to keep track of, make sure they're on the
job. I thought it was like to pay.
They're considering doing that. Because with an RFID, you could just stick your palm and like, paid. You're in, you're out, like... They could soup. It's way easier than carrying. If you don't have cash on you, whatever.
Yeah.
You go in an Uber with your fucking thing, whatever. I know you. It would essentially be replacing the phone. All the stuff you can do with a phone, you do with the chip.
How are you calling? Like legit with your fingers?
No.
Hey. Yeah. I hear you. Yeah, I'm using my hand phone. Okay. See you later. Bye.
No, it's gonna be in your head. Like it's all gonna be.
That's even worse.
The phone's in your head. Nah, I think it's cool.
So you're just talking to yourself. Yeah, I'll be home
for
dinner.
What's a Bluetooth headset? What the fuck? Everybody
you
thought
see
people,
it.
No, but everybody thought people were nuts. But now it's cool. But everybody thought people were nuts. It's just a transition. So everybody's going to get these fucking... They're putting them in dogs already. So they're going to start chipping people. They're going to chip babies.
I should chip my dogs.
They're going to chip babies and say, listen, in case they get lost, they get stolen or whatever, you get to fucking track your baby. You know what I mean? So that's how they're going to push it. Then it'll be like, oh, it's super easy to pay. You just walk in, walk out. You don't even care about fucking this and that.
There's no way that you could chip babies. Because as they grow up, the body's going to reject the chip.
It's neither been proven or disproven at this point.
But it will.
But it's going to be like nano fucking bot thing. You won't even see it.
But anyways, yeah, you're a technical guy. I think it's stupid.
Like,
you would chip yourself?
It depends what it is. But
what do you mean?
Well, if it's for
the company's like, hey, so we're doing this test trial.
Yeah.
It's perfectly fine. It's all natural, organic.
Yeah, it's not gonna hurt you. Yeah.
It's not gonna hurt you. Yeah. It's very superficial. If ever you're bothered by it, we can just cut it out of your hand. You're fine. And this is to be able to pay anything you want. It's our company credit card.
Yeah.
So you don't have to pay anything.
Ooh. Okay.
It's on at all times, but, you know, chicks dig it.
Chicks will totally sleep with you with the chip. But
would you do it?
Okay. I'd probably do it. And Piper's freaking the fuck out. If Piper's listening to this, he's freaking out because he doesn't trust anything. And I
don't trust anything
I agree
either.
With him, and I agree with him 100%. But here's my point. I already have a Google Home, which is listening to everything I do. I have a phone that's listening to everything I do. It's tracking all my locations. Freaking me out, by the way. You check your phone history.
Yeah.
And it's like you were here since last year. You went to here. Boom. It maps out
really?
Everywhere you fucking went.
Nice.
So
I like it.
I'm already getting fucking tracked anyways. Might as well make it convenient. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's not that you're being tracked. Because I feel like being tracked by Apple is one thing.
Okay,
being tracked by your employer is another.
That is another thing, yeah. I don't believe they should have the right to do it.
I don't think so either.
But I'm okay with the technology in general. I think it's going to lead to more convenient shit. And I think in the beginning, just like a lot of stuff, people are going to be very skeptical, but people will embrace it.
No way, man.
Convenience
trumps
it all.
It's too easy to hack.
Convenience trumps all. It's an RFID tag. I honestly don't blame you. But I'm like I always tried new shit. So, yeah, fucking stick it in me, whatever.
Stick it in you. Where do you want it?
Ass cheek.
Way.
Yeah.
How do you pay?
I just sit on stuff.
You're going to pay? You're going to like sit on the pay pass?
Yeah, I'll sit on.
Sir, what are you doing? What are you doing, sir?
Paying for stuff.
You can't just sit on the pay pass, sir.
Well, maybe it's located on my butt cheek. What am I supposed to do?
Why are you taking off your pants, sir?
I have to. No, I can't read it. I have to take my pants off. You can't see it.
All right.
Don't judge me. All right. You're pretty fucking, yeah, whatever. lackluster, like,
I don't like my job anyways.
You're putting up a big fight there.
I don't like my job anyways.
Yeah, so fuck grocery stores, fuck old people, and chip. You know what? Chip the old people.
Chip the old people?
We have to keep track of them.
That's true.
And
I would love if my mom got chipped.
Yeah. Yep. I chip my mom too.
I would, yeah. I don't like, sometimes she just goes away places and she's like, yeah, I'm going to take a trip. Like, okay, where are you going? China. No, you're not. No. You can hardly speak English. Like, you can't speak English. Amazing. Hardly speak French. No, you're not going to China.
You figure it out.
She went to China.
There you go.
Speaking of mothers.
Yeah, go.
Is your mom on Facebook?
No.
No?
My mom's used a computer once.
You are so lucky.
She's used a computer one time.
Oh my God. After my father died, we taught my mom technology. First, we taught her Nintendo.
Biggest mistake ever.
I know. Yes. We taught her first Nintendo.
Yeah.
And she started playing Zelda.
Amazing. My favorite game.
Yeah, your favorite game. And she finished it. She like rocked it.
Ghost Charlie's mom.
Yeah. And then we taught her Sega Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, show you how long it was.
Bark and
and she started playing some egg game. And then we started showing her computer because she was bored and she was alone and things like that. So she started doing chat rooms.
Oh, fuck. Uh-oh.
No fucking shit. Try to teach your fucking 50, 60-year-old mother that it's dangerous and you shouldn't meet the people on internet.
Yeah. Well, at least she doesn't have to worry about like pedo creepers. She's good. Like ASL fucking 60.
She's an old woman. She could still get shot and abused and whatever it is. Fuck.
Shoot you through the computer?
Yeah. She like uses Kijiji now. Of course, I have to like put all the ads myself because she doesn't know how to speak English.
Yeah.
But she does the Kijiji and then she's like, yeah, there's some man that's going to come and check the product. And I'm like, no. Like, you can't just invite people to your home.
Yeah, come on over. We'll have some pasta.
So now she's on Facebook. Okay. Well, she's been on Facebook for a couple of years. But she, again, she doesn't speak English, right? So all my posts are in English, right?
Yeah.
So having your mom on Facebook, how do you feel? Would you have, if ever your mom showed up on Facebook, would you befriend her? Obviously, you have no choice if she figures you out, but.
Would I friend my mom? No.
You wouldn't? You'd just be like, fuck you, mom. I don't know where the button
is. I'll put on restricted.
You put on restricted? Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
I should be doing that.
So you just have like basic public posts that it's all good. Like, you know, save the whales and shit. That goes public and it's like. Yeah, it's fucking bitch.
Who would you like
whatever.
To show this post to? Only mom.
Yeah, exactly. There are ways of, you know, grouping shit.
Well, anyway, I have her on my Facebook, unfortunately. But because she doesn't speak English, she like... I'll put like some kind of like... some. Very rarely I'll post something that like pisses me off. Like let's say the fact that people don't fucking research their posts before sharing.
Yeah.
And they'll
Snopes
post something.
People. Snopes. Snopes.
Snopes people, yeah. They just post something and they're like, oh my God, can you believe it? I was like, no, it's not real, you fucking idiot.
You know what pisses me off? We see this but twice a year.
Hmm.
It's an Amber Alert for like an old fucking...
where she's been found
it's
already.
It's always the same thing. And it's like 5 years ago.
But it's so easy to...
2 seconds!
Just check the comments.
Snopes!
That's it. No, Snopes, or just check the comments.
Even just the comments,
that's it.
Yeah.
Click on a post, check the comments, see what people are saying. You'll find out if it's real or not, if she's been found or not, before sharing it.
Machine gun retweeters, fuck you.
I fucking hate those people so much. So I'll post something, let's say like, guys, can you fucking please research your post, you fucking idiots. And like have like a small rant or whatever. And then people are like, yeah, I totally agree with you. No, no, no. Whatever little soldier army behind me. And then my mom will come out of nowhere and she'll be like, you're so pretty.
So random.
I'll be like, thanks, mom. In Italian, you know?
That's like, amazing.
Sei bella. I'm like, yeah, okay. Thanks, mom.
I'm totally doing that. You're going to have a random post. I'm going to put sei bella.
Yeah.
What?
Like, ciao, bella. Like, oh, man, mom.
That's amazing.
Like, totally underestimating my post, like, so bad.
That's cool.
Like, thanks, mom.
Thanks, mom.
So, listeners, let me know if you'll add your, if you would add your mom on Facebook. And if you do, if you do have her, because if she asks you to be a friend, why would you? You can't say no. But like you said, you could put her restricted. I didn't even think about doing that.
There's got to be a mom
I'm a
mode.
Good daughter. I didn't even think of doing that.
Yeah, you did not see long term, my friend.
That's true.
You have to look at the long game. There should be a mom mode.
There should be
put
a mom mode.
Put her in mom mode and be like all the good shit goes there and all the fucking...
Facebook, if you're listening.
All the shit you're drinking, you're fucking half naked with a bunch of people smoking weed and that. Maybe don't show that mama.
Let me know how your mom is ruining your Facebook life. If she is on your Facebook. That's nice.
All right, speaking of computers and shit, do you think humans are too dependent on computers?
Duh.
All right, let's close. Because I'm thinking about doing like an 80s tech week or like a 90s tech week or even a month to try and live off a 90s tech.
90s
like,
tech?
They like VHS.
Can you even find it? Well, I have a VHS.
VHS player.
I do, like, I have one.
An analog phone, like a rotary phone and shit. Or using like phone booths.
That's amazing.
Let's see if I can pull it off.
Do it.
Sending regular letters to people.
Pen pals.
Listening to the radio.
I listen to the radio.
Well, not just in your car. I mean, like.
Oh.
Because my mom's like the AM radio queen. Like, she'll listen to AM radio all day.
Okay.
Listen to people just like bitch.
I'm sure you could do it. I don't think you could do it. You, of all people, I don't think you can do it. You're in fucking computers. That's your job.
Well, yeah, that'd be impossible. I'd have to take a month off of work. Be answering everything with like snail mail.
Your computer will be fake?
Fake.
Fixed in 2 weeks.
But yeah, like if you could, say if you were on vacation for a week or two, could you kind of disconnect?
Oh yeah. My God, I crave that. Yeah, I do.
Wow.
Well, let's say you go to Cuba. Yeah. Did you ever go to Cuba or like all inclusive?
I haven't left North America.
What a loser.
Yeah. I got a long term to go to Ireland.
A long term?
Long term trip, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I do too. I want to go shoot a wedding there.
I do too.
Okay, well in Cuba, internet is shit. So you can't use your phone there.
No.
So that already is just like you turn off your phone and that's it. You don't exist anymore to the rest of the world.
There's no roaming. Well, there is, but it's shit, you said.
Or I don't know if there's roaming. I would never, I don't know. I would never turn on my roaming.
Probably pricey as fuck.
Yeah, well, I don't know. But people usually when they go, they'll be like, first day, they'll post something and then that's it. When they come back, they'll post other shit. So... Yeah, no, I do it. I crave it.
What about the everyday? What do you think about the vacation everyday posters? Like five times a day. Hey, look at me. I'm on the beach. I'm eating this. Linguini. Blah, 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 blah.
Linguini? Why are you the Italian all of a sudden?
I don't know.
You fucking racist.
That's not racist.
No, isn't it?
Unless you're black and I made funny because you're black Italian. What?
It's only racist if you're black?
Yes.
No?
No, obviously. Blah, 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 blah.
What's the word for...
Like a bigot?
Buy no. A bi?
A bi.
No, if you're just another nationality, what's the point? Yeah, bigot, I guess.
Yeah, bigot.
I'm sure it's racist.
Closed-minded dude. Well, hold on.
That's
hey, hey, Google.
Oh, God.
Hey, Google. Definition of racism.
Yeah, it's about another race. We know that already.
Prejudice, discrimination, or antagonism directed against someone of a different race based on the belief that one's own race is superior.
Race. Not race, origin. Yeah.
Okay, so race is fine. Yeah. So origin. So what's a...
You're an originist.
I'm an originist. Anyways, you're an asshole. That's what it is. So...
Yeah, I agree with that.
So Ontario, if the listeners remember, the guy that I went out for a couple of years.
He was on All Wine Aside.
Yeah. He recently went to Japan.
Okay.
And we're friends on Facebook, obviously. And he posted day one.
Nonstop or...
Day two.
Day three.
Yeah. He left for 3 weeks. I unfollowed him. I officially unfollowed
him. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Me that never does that. Shit. I never unfollow. I really hope he doesn't listen to this.
Oh, did you?
If you do, I'm sorry. Surprise.
No, but did you confront him and be, hey, what's with all the Japan pictures? When did you do? Oh, no. Oh, you hypocrite now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You don't confront people.
But
what?
When he came back, he called me and he said, like, hey, do you want to get together? And I said, no.
Because of his posting on Facebook?
Yeah.
Amazing.
I actually told him that, like, your Facebook posts were a little bit too much for me. I said that. I didn't say that's the reason I don't want to see you, but I said, like, by the way.
Wow.
But, yeah, it was too much. And first unfollow in life. So, yes, I totally understand.
He's the first one ever.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know how many people have those
and
fucking bejeweled...
And I used to love him.
And you know all those people, those fucking bejeweled invites and the baby pictures and all that? Dude.
Ideal. With our friend, ideal. She posts all the time.
I follow 10 people.
That's crazy.
Like maybe 20? I follow maybe 20.
There's a lot of people that I think about unfollowing, but I would never be able to deal when they
deal
came
what?
Back.
Deal with what?
Hi, Hey, Charlie. Hi. How's it going? How you doing?
Doing well.
Cool. Listen, hey, did you see my post last time of my stupid client?
No, I missed it. What happened?
Well, you had that scene. I tagged you in it.
Okay, cool. I'll take a look. Done. Problem solved.
No way, man.
How is that a problem?
I couldn't have done it.
Okay, let me give you an example. Do I want to say the person's name?
No,
okay.
You don't. You never want to see the person's name.
So let's just say, let's call her Kung Fu. So Kung Fu.
The fuck is Kung Fu? Okay.
I'm not saying.
Okay.
So I'm leaving it up to interpretation. So Kung Fu will all the time say, oh, did you see this thing on Facebook when we get together in the group? Oh, did you see this thing? No, I missed it. What happened? This guy, okay. I don't follow Kung Fu. I don't follow Pasta Getty.
Is that me?
I follow you. you're one of 20 people I follow.
Yay, you said 11.
That's around 20. But yeah, because you're not annoying with your shit. You actually have good shit.
I actually don't post anything.
No, but you have podcast recommendations. You have like...
Of our own podcast.
No, it was...
Oh, no, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, Reply All is fucking good. Reply Alls.
Guys, so good. So good.
You had the thing for the animals, save like the exotic animals like that, or you'll have like funny posts or you have content.
I literally post like once every 2 weeks. Like,
but when you post,
it's something good.
Meaningful. It's good shit. It's not, hey, look at my left leg in the sun today. Because if you did that, your ass would be unfollowed in 2 seconds. I don't care how long I've known you. To me, I can separate the friendship from the followship.
I can't.
From the followship and the friendship are two different things.
And I don't
things.
Even like these people.
It's a new subscription feed thing.
Whatever
that means. You can be a friend with somebody on Facebook and not follow their shit. It's totally fine.
Well, all this to say that I totally understand what you're saying.
Fuck you, Ontario.
I don't remember. I didn't say it, guys.
Hold on. I follow Ontario.
Did you see it then?
No.
You follow Ontario, but you didn't see every day him posting?
No, well, I saw a couple posts. You know what it is? If you don't interact with somebody that much, you don't see a lot of stuff.
They stop sending it.
Yeah, so
they stop seeing
it. I think
it.
I saw one or two, but
okay.
I didn't see 20.
If
I saw 20, you'd get unfollowed, yeah. But no, I think he's a cool guy.
Everybody thinks he's a cool guy.
Except for you.
Except for me.
He's the only person you unfollow. Maybe the problem isn't everybody else.
Maybe the problem is you.
Just saying.
Why were we talking about this?
You said
something.
The unfollow. No,
you said something about the vacationers that post every day.
Mm.
What do you think of it? I hate them.
That was the longest reroute to an answer ever. That was fucking great. All right.
Oh, boy.
It's about that time where we come to the end of the show and
what
we do the plugs
it?
And it's 46 minutes.
46 minutes? Do we want
to
go?
The time that we come to the end of the show. We'll save it for next episode.
All right, fuck it.
Let's close the show. Final thoughts and plugs. Charlie. Plugs and final thoughts, go.
If you want to follow us or listen to us or, you know, shit. I don't remember how this goes. You can go and find us on scfupodcast.com. Go and listen to our podcast. Follow us on iTunes and
Google Play and YouTube.
And anywhere that you listen to your podcast. Go and like and subscribe, guys, also.
Fucking do that.
If you can.
You give a shit. You fucking give a shit.
You know, if you can, just can you go and review? Tell us if you hate people that posts on Facebook.
Yeah,
just
man.
Say that. Don't even leave a review. Five stars and tell us, say yes or no if you hate them.
Yeah, just 5 stars and write yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll know what you mean.
Exactly.
While you're there, email us, thestfupodcast@gmail.com.
If you have questions, want us to debate on something, because we're bringing that back.
You could tweet us, thestfupodcast.
Oh yeah, that's what I was supposed
as well.
To say.
And if you go to stfupodcast.com, there's a link for Amazon. For the UK, USA, and Canada, check it out. Click on it. Help support the show. Costs you nothing. And we really appreciate it. So for Charlie, this is Old School saying, don't post pictures
just
of Japan.
Don't post pictures
don't
of Japan.
Dick.
Just don't be.
And if you have a hot sauce, if you have a price check on hot sauce, you know what to do. Just pay for it.
Just pay for it.
Yeah, just take it in the butt.
What?
Nothing. Don't worry. Bye-bye.
I'm a new mom who posts 58 Instagrams of my child daily. I also post a lot of questions that make you worry about my baby. What's the right amount of time to let little kids sit in front of the TV? 11 hours or 12 hours?